Mackenzie and Amanda hadn't really been playmates. Mackenzie had been too much older than Amanda to consider her a real friend and peer. Instead, Amanda had been Mackenzie's baby as much as she'd been Lisa's. Mackenzie had been fascinated with her care and had happily fed and changed her. It was like having a living doll. Mackenzie had never even liked dolls, but she liked having stewardship over the tiny new person in their home. Lisa had encouraged her interest rather than shooing her off to go play, or insisting that she diaper her dolls instead of her sister. At first, no one had known that anything was wrong. Amanda got sick a lot, but children picked up viruses everywhere. It wasn't really that unusual. As she got older, she didn't outgrow it, and Mackenzie realized that she was sick a lot more often than Mackenzie or her friends, or little Amanda's other friends. She remembered the day when she'd been out at the playground with Amanda, about 9 years old by then, and Mackenzie a teen. Amanda had been playing tag or grounders or some other schoolyard game on the climbing equipment with her friends, but she had to sit down at the edge of one of the platforms, her face white, trying to catch her breath and get up the energy to go back to the game. The other girls teased her for calling timeout too often and told her that she couldn't be safe, but there wasn't any point in tagging her while she sat out because she wouldn't run after the rest of them and the game would grind to a halt. Mackenzie walked over to Amanda. "Mandy Candy," she sing-songed. "What's wrong? Don't you want to play anymore?" Amanda was breathing shallowly, too fast. "I want to play," she protested, her arms folded across her stomach. "I'm just too tired. I need a break." "Do you want to go home?" Amanda looked at the other girls, still playing and having a fun time on the playground equipment around her. She looked sad. Not just sad, but desolate, as if they'd all run away and left her behind where she could not follow. "I guess so," she said finally. "I can read, I guess." "Do you really want to?" Mackenzie pressed. "I'm not saying you have to. If you want to stay and play." Amanda shook her head. "I can't," she said hopelessly. "I don't know how they can run around all day." Mackenzie sat looking at her as the seconds ticked by, a knot growing in her stomach. She walked home slowly with Amanda, back to the big house on the hill. It was a long way for a child who didn't have any energy left. Partway there, Mackenzie boosted Amanda up onto her back and carried her piggyback to the house. Amanda lay against her, body limp, arms around Mackenzie's neck. When they got home and Mackenzie settled Amanda in bed with a book, she went looking for Lisa. Lisa was luckily, home for the evening and not on her way out to some fundraiser. "Mother, I think something's wrong with Amanda. I mean, really wrong." Lisa looked at her for a long time, then finally nodded. "I do too. And I think it's time we found out what." So many doctors had said that Amanda was just a girly girl, and she didn't want to participate in activities, and was overly sensitive to every little ache and pain that came along with growing up and roughhousing with friends. There wasn't really anything wrong. But when they'd insisted that it was time to figure out what was really wrong with Amanda, and that they weren't going away until they got some answers, everything changed. And it would never be the same again.